House of Cards, A Tale of Hubris and Wretched Excess on Wall Street, by William D. Cohan, narrated by Alan Sklar. Copyright 2009 by William D. Cohan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Doubleday, an imprint of the Doubleday Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. How It Happened. 10 days in March. Chapter 1. The Ultimate Roach Motel. The first murmurings of impending doom for the financial world originated 2,500 miles from Wall Street in an unassuming office suite just north of Orlando, Florida. There, hard by the train tracks, Bennett Sedaka announced to the world at 10:15 on the morning of March 5, 2008, that venerable Bear Stearns & Company, the nation's fifth-largest investment bank, was in trouble. Big trouble. "Yep," Sedaka wrote on the Minionville website, which is dedicated to helping investors comprehend the financial world. "The great credit unwind is upon us. Credit default swaps on all brokers, particularly Lehman and Bear Stearns, are blowing out. Big time." Sedaka, the 48-year-old president of Atlantic Advisors, a $3.5 billion investment management company and hedge fund, had been watching his Bloomberg screens on a daily basis as the cost of insuring the short-term obligations, known in Wall Street argot as...